Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, February 26, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from San Francisco, California. Apple didn't waste any time and today released an update for OS X Mavericks that does include a patch for the SSL vulnerability that we have all been so worried about. The update itself also fixes a number of additional vulnerabilities. I would assign it a pretty high priority. There are also a number of open source components again that are being patched, the vulnerabilities for which were known for quite a while. Some of the vulnerabilities being patched here can lead to code execution. And we also have a separate update for Safari, which does apply to all versions or all currently supported versions of OS X, which is Lion, Mountain Lion, and Mavericks. Now, some of the patches that Apple released for OS X Mavericks apply to QuickTime, and Apple also released an update for just QuickTime for Windows 7, Vista, and XP Service Pack 2 and later. What I'm not seeing right now is a Safari update for Windows, but not sure if that was released earlier or is going to come. Sometimes the Apple security page is a little bit behind here. And Microsoft today released a preview for one of our favorite tools, EMET, the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit version 5. This is a preview, so it's essentially a beta version put out there to get some feedback on some of the new features and protections being enabled. One feature I kind of think sounds pretty interesting is what they call attack surface reduction. Attack surface reduction essentially allows you to turn off plugin in different applications. So for example, you can determine what can call Java or what can call Flash. As an example, they put forward that you could use ASR to prevent Word from launching an Adobe Flash Player file that's embedded within a document. And techniques like this, of course, have been used many times to take advantage of vulnerable plugins like Flash or Java. So we'll see how this works. And I would highly recommend that you give it a try and give Microsoft some feedback if it doesn't work well for you. One of the biggest problems, of course, with EMET has been in the past that it sometimes blocks legitimate applications, and it's important to figure out whether or not this tool works in your environment or not. And FireEye is reporting about an interesting bug or vulnerability they found in iOS 7. The problem is that applications may have access to touch events even if the application itself is in the background. With that, an application can, for example, figure out what you're touching in another application that's currently in the foreground. And given that we frequently use touch-based keyboards on these devices, it could then log those keystrokes. The user has a little bit of mitigation here. You can turn off the background app refresh settings in the iOS settings, but that's an incomplete workaround. If the application, for example, plays a music file, as FireEye points out, then it is still able to access these messages. No jailbreaking is required in order to launch this exploit app, and potentially an application like this may pass the filtering that is being done by Apple before publishing applications in the App Store. And then we got a couple of Bitcoin-related news. First of all, the Pony botnet, which has been around for a while, added a Bitcoin theft to one of its tricks. So it's now going after passwords for Bitcoin wallets as well as other accounts. It's thought to net something like $200,000 worth of Bitcoins last month. It also goes after Litecoin and Feathercoin and a couple of other virtual currencies. At the same time, but probably unrelated, one of the largest Bitcoin exchanges, Mt. Gox, went out of business, or at least offline. It's now back, saying that in light of recent news reports and potential repercussions to Mt. Gox operations, that, well, they took the site offline for now. That's all there is. There's also some rumors that there is a federal subpoena outstanding against the company. The company itself is run out of Japan, if I remember correctly. So not exactly sure what that means for this subpoena. And if you are at the RSA conference and weren't able to get into the room today for the panel with Alan, Ed, Mike, and myself, we'll have a repeat of this at 9:20 tomorrow in room 130 North. So it won't be in the Moscow West, but north in the main area. So 9:20 a.m. Pacific. Well, thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.